live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of the Life Changing Show.
Look at the bright lights. We'll be
with tonight's guest, author, intimacy expert, and relationship coach, Donna Pratt.
Night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars
and are musical guest, Eddie M. I am Mark Legere, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. We have been looking forward to this show for a long time. Our guest is Alana Pratt, and you'll see why when we finally get to chat with her. Live, finally, it's interesting how she is. So many of us have been on stay at home, as we've called it, and she has made really good use of it. Has come out with yet another book, and she's been supporting people in some very special ways. So it's good to have her on the show and share how we can help a lot of people that are having troubles in things that we experience, well, most of us, almost all of us, almost every day, relationships. And it's interesting how the most important relationship is the one that we either have or don't have with ourselves. And I was reminded of how important this conversation is because Valentine's is coming up and because so many people, if they don't have a date or if they don't have the right date or if they're not happy with the person they're with, and this time of year seems to bring up a lot of stuff. And it's interesting, this is not related to Valentine's, but just this morning I saw a very... she's considered somebody very beautiful, and she is, and she's beautiful inside and outside. This woman that I happen to know, who's got a huge following, and I saw she posted on Instagram today, 24 is not so bad after all. And I thought, wow, 24 is not so bad after all. Makes me think that she might have been wondering this at 23 and 22 and maybe 21. And how many kids are thinking that their life is over or they're not happy? And a lot of times, if they're not in the right relationship or if they're not in one. So getting to back to relating with ourselves first is something that Alana really likes to focus people in on, as I understand her work. Can't wait to bring her on to share. And a little later on, Eddie M. will be sharing some very special music and story, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads, transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or ask Dorothy at lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, and online with our co-host and producer, Mark LeJour.
You know, I was thinking about this show and certain current events and was pondering how I think it could be so powerful if more and more people could really just stop the blaming and take a look at themselves more closely and say, how can I contribute to my each and every moment in a way that would then contribute to, you know, the greater whole.
Well, Mark, I agree with you, and we have the right guest for that because she's an author, she's an intimacy expert, a relationship coach, and a go-to authority for those who have suffered heartbreak and are ready to live unapologetically and attract an open-hearted, ideal relationship. She is Alana Pratt, and welcome, Alana, to the Life Changes Show.
Oh, my God. I'm already in love with both of you. This is going to go deep to the heart, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, I secret admirers here for a long time. I know we've met somewhere, don't remember, but I follow you. I read what you send, so I'm glad we're finally here together.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's so, what you were just saying, it's so important, this deep relationship with ourself. And yet I know I get busy. If I have a feeling that comes up that I don't want to feel, it's really easy to have a glass of wine, get on Facebook, avoid, avoid, avoid. So we're here tonight to talk about what's it going to take for us to slow down, face and feel what's going on inside so that we can heal it, become more whole, become more radiant, more alive, more at peace. And then that, of course, allures in our ideal partner. And to take away the stigma of Valentine's Day, whether you're single or in a relationship, it doesn't matter. We're going to fall madly in love with ourselves tonight.
Nice. Really nice. Well, you know, normally we don't focus on mistakes, but I just love how you talk about them. So would just kind of at the beginning here, just want to right off the top, get people to hear Alana at you know, right to the heart of the top five mistakes that destroy a conscious relationship. Now, we don't have to do them all, but oh my gosh, you need them. What does that mean?
I don't really believe in mistakes either, but it's good marketing to get on television. So that's why we send it out with PR releases. But yeah, when we don't feel whole on the inside, we need another to see us, to approve of us, to appreciate us. Hell, we need them to make us happy, right? And it's really coming from emptiness, and it makes us seek it. But then once we get it, we got to keep it, which of course pushes them away. And then we're right back at square one again, alone, lonely, and judging ourselves. So we want to shift that. We want to say, okay, where can I give myself attention, approval, agreement? Where can I do my work with little you inside who just needs a hug? That's all. Doesn't need to be fixed and put in a good mood and 10 more affirmations. That's later. But in the beginning, all we need to do is look within and go, hey, you've done your best. I'm right here. I got you. I got your back.
It's interesting. You use the word all you need to do. And
easier said than done. I know. That's all. Just love yourself.
Now, you know, when we first set out to have this interview with you, you were promoting one book. And then when we finally were able to schedule all the dates, you have another one. So it's interesting, from Heartbreak to Heartmates, which is the one that just came out. Yeah. It's interesting that everything kind of gets it's like on speed all of a sudden, because that's all you have to do. Like, you almost have nothing else to do but that for some of us.
And it's actually, in my opinion, having an intimate relationship with ourselves is the most fundamental building block of self-realization, of self-love, of the rest of our life working. When we've got that number one relationship home on the inside, which doesn't mean, aren't I so perfect? Look how great I am. Okay, that's awesome. But also, here's my wobbly part. Here's the part I don't want anyone to see. And I choose to learn how to love without condition, unconditionally love that part of me just as much as the one that has all those Facebook likes and the one where everybody thinks I'm all of that in a bag of chips. Like all of my little yous, we're home. We're okay. We're enough, right? When we can have that fundamental relationship on the inside, we stop manipulating or allowing ourselves to be manipulated on the outside. And then it's amazing how every area up levels instantaneously. Like physically, how we lose the muffin top. Mentally, things get quiet in the mind. Spiritually, all of a sudden we really feel, not think, feel, oh my God, things are actually, the universe does have my back. Things are turning out. I can start to see the synchronicities. I'm not alone. Vocationally, hey, am I on purpose? This actually feels like the real vision of what my genius is for. Financially, oh my God, if I can receive money and I can receive love, it's the same thing. It's all energy and our finances go up. Socially, wow, I'm not here to try to be good enough. I'm more interested in others rather than interesting. Parentally, whether you're a parent or your parents, all of a sudden, all of those, you know, ancestral patterns, you start to see how they're for you, not against you. And things begin to shift and the triggers dissolve. Romantically, you have the courage to let go of the fear of rejection because you've chosen never to reject yourself. And then lastly, sexually, you really begin to see, oh my God, my desires are sacred. My sexuality is healthy and natural. I choose to be exactly who I am, which of course then attracts a partner that also loves us for exactly who we are. So all those areas of life I just talked about, the core that makes it all unfold with ease and grace is our relationship with ourselves. So to be efficient, slow down and go all the way home.
You know, I could listen to you talk not only on this subject, you talk on so many subjects and they all have that in common, I think.
Yeah.
But if somebody wants a trip, it's totally a trip. Go to Alana's YouTube page. I mean, you know, over 5 million people have done this, so you all probably know what I'm talking about. But it's a trip, the different things you touch on.
Thank you. I just answer people's questions. That's my job for life. I've given my life to God, the divine. I'm like, okay, how do you want to use me? And for some reason, I translate, my love translates on camera. And whenever I look in my little phone to do my videos, I'm not looking at my phone. I feel like I'm looking right into the eyes and the soul of whoever asked that question. I choose to connect. I choose to love them. They had the courage to reach out and ask. So it's my privilege to respond. And I sort of get out of the way and I just let whatever comes through me happen. And I've got these responses like, you were speaking right to me. I started crying within 30 seconds of watching your video. You don't even know me. How do you care? And I think that's the gift when we really do this work and we come home to ourselves. The self is who's really like, we are one. What is that Rumi quote? I'm going to probably butcher it, but like, it's not that we're a drop in the ocean. The ocean is in the drop. Can you help me? You know, that quote I'm talking about from Rumi, but you really feel one with all. You see yourself in everyone else. And this connection is our birthright and people feel it. And it's my blessing to translate that through the camera. Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to watch. So we're going to give that channel as well as all kinds of other information a little later on. But we're going to be talking more with Alana Pratt when we come back. We're going to look at another mistake that destroys a conscious relationship, and that is waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Right. Waiting for Mr. or Mrs. Trustworthy? Oh, wait. Yeah, there's more here. Just hold on. We'll be right back with Alana Pratt a little later on. She's got me thinking. A little later on, live music with Eddie M. All on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. Our guest is Alana Pratt, and she is so many things. She's an author, an intimacy expert, a relationship coach, and host of her own show, Intimate Conversations. Alana, you threw me for a loop here. It's not just waiting for Mr. or Mrs. whatever, right? It's what's this trustworthy part?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Wright is really about, can I trust again? Most people that come to me, their biggest fear that they reveal to me is, I just don't want to get hurt again. In fact, I vow to never get hurt again. So I'm going to wait to find Mr. or Mrs. Perfect who won't hurt me. Mm. And the bad news is they're going to hurt you. Probably not intentionally, but everybody is perfectly imperfect, including me, including you, including Mr. or Mrs. Wright. So if you're waiting around for this perfect person that you can finally trust, you're going to be let down. One, you're never going to find them. And two, you're going to get let down. But here's what you can trust: yourself. That when we do the inner work to heal our heart and we open it up again in vulnerability, transparency, honesty, we can drop down into our intuition, into our instincts, into that place in our gut that's pre-thought, the part of us that goes, even if they're super rich or super hot or super whatever, the body knows, the knows. And that's what you can always trust. So instead of giving this away to another person that you can't control, take your power back and learn how to trust yourself.
Wow. Okay. I like that. And it seems like another one of those, all you have to do is trust yourself. So is there a kind of quickish way to learning what, you know, how to trust yourself?
Well, if you can't hear yourself, it's going to be very, very difficult. Mm. And I believe you can't hear yourself if your heart is closed. Another way of saying that, if we were to measure with like a heart math inner balance, like you can hook it up to your ear and your phone, you can actually measure your coherence. If you're in a low vibration of like anxiety and fear and, you know, not trusting others, you're going to be able to see it on this device. And what there is to do is to start giving compassion to that little you inside your heart that needs you to stop hitting them with a 2x4 and instead give them a hug. And so when you have compassion for yourself, that raises your vibration. When you have empathy for yourself, that raises your vibration. If you actually would have some care, kindness and love for that part of you that has every right to feel ashamed or scared or what have you, they're doing their best. If you can have a different point of view and feel, not think, feel compassion for that part of you, your vibration will raise and it will be measured as what's called coherence. Coherence is love, care, kindness, appreciation, gratitude, even for how the very worst can bring out the very best in you. That literally changes your body. And it allows the best of your brain to come on, the prefrontal cortex, not the back where you're in, you know, fight or flight or freeze. So you think clearly. And it also literally turns on your intuition and instincts in a way you can hear. So the work works, people. we've got to learn to do the work. And these wonderful feedback mechanisms, such as the, I think it's called Inner Balance with HeartMath. I was honored to lead a meditation at the annual conference last year in Cancun for HeartMath. It was a great privilege. And so these are wonderful people that understand the science of how to learn to trust yourself again. And then this allows you to feel safe dating and in relationship, and that high vibe can then attract another high vibe person who also does the work. And now we've got two live, conscious, spiritually mature people, not perfect people, but people that are willing to do the work and always come back to home, to the heart.
You know, thank you for saying that. Not perfect people, and both people doing their work, because it's never ending, really, is it?
No. And couples who grow together, in my opinion, stay together. And real relationships require real work. I don't even know if you know this, Filippo, but I've literally launched a new category. I think we're going to call it Relationship Incubator, but it's a trinity. It's the combination of a dating app, intimacy training, and live conscious connection calls, where we practice healthy communication. Because what I realized for my clients is, even though I could help them grow and heal the past, etc., they would go on dating apps, and dating apps are designed, in my opinion, to keep you single. They're not designed to help you heal the past, learn how to consciously communicate, learn how to keep your heart open. No. Go out there, get your heart smushed, find the trolls, definitely get catfished so that you'll come back on the app and give me more of your money. Well,
wow.
I have a different business model. I have HeartMates for singles, and then I have HeartMates for couples, because it's my my message, my vision, that we become the one to find the one and keep the one.
People find that HeartMates.app, is that correct?
That is right. Yes, yes, yes.
So HeartMates.app. Help me here. It's not that you put up on the app, okay, these are my issues that I'm working on, what are yours that you're working on? It's not that, is it?
No. We do the work. The online training helps you go through my proven curriculum to heal your heart. The Friday Conscious Connection calls, we practice what are called dyads, where we ask each other, you know, we break people out into little two paired breakout rooms where you practice deep, meaningful communication. But the rules are, all you get to say when you've heard your partner share is thank you. And it teaches you to sit in your fire, stay present, listen impeccably, and also invites you to share authentically. And then over on the app, I have a lot of wonderful new nuances where we share deeper about who we are. Right on the front where your photo is, it's a quote that enlivens you, not necessarily your statistics or what you do for a living. We'll get there later. Let's meet first through the heart. And I have, if you want to go into it, I have several other nuances that make this app safe and honoring, because everybody on that app is doing the work. Everybody on that app is in the intimacy training. They're all there to realize that this is a lifelong journey. It's not like you get a plant, water it once, and you're done. Like, you got to keep watering the plant, people. And that's what really makes relationships work over time.
Yes, definitely give a few more. This is fascinating.
Well, thank you. One of the main painful issues that my clients are telling me about is being ghosted. Like, they'll start to meet somebody, like things are going well, and then that first tough conversation, it's around money or sex or religion or politics, or I don't know what it's about, but then they just disappear. And it's devastating. And people are just stuck in this loop of like, what did I do wrong? Why aren't I enough? Well, this app, HeartMates.app, is a zero ghosting zone app. When you have a heart connection, and I don't even call it a date, because really what we're doing here is we're practicing becoming the one to find the one. So on these heart connections, through audio, video, or tracked in person through the app, after the date is done, you are given the opportunity to learn how to give constructive feedback. How many times do we not speak our truth to our partner when we really desire something, but we don't know how to say it? So I teach them first how many stars. That's pretty easy. And then we ask what was meaningful about the date. Practice getting up under someone. Practice praising. Third question, what would take this date to a 10? Not what was wrong, no more blaming, but more what? more presence, more of an even balance of asking questions and sharing. Like you get to learn how to inspire another to improve how they show up on their date. And then the last question is, would you like to have another heart connection or decline further connections?
Mm.
You've got to treat people like beautiful souls. You don't get to treat them like commodities. And if you don't choose, the app freezes. Ghosters get frozen.
Wow. So,
yeah, when you choose decline further connections, I've created a little script that says, thank you for spending time getting to know me. And it's like a sandwich, middle of the sandwich is I'm not feeling that special connection to take it to the next level. Last part of the sandwich. And I wish you all the best on your relationship journey. Press send. Honor that person. Set them free because it could be the very next heart connection where they find their heartmate.
Wow. And it's teaching them a process that, gosh, I don't remember anywhere in any class being taught anything like this.
It's called respect, honor, kindness, and it requires bravery and courage, not bullheaded strength. That's different. Le coeur, the heart, courage. It takes an open heart to be that kind to another when you're afraid of rejecting them or you're afraid of their response, right? It takes courage. And so real relationships require courage, which is why the intimacy training is all about healing your heart so we can treat one another with respect.
Wow. Alana, again, thank you for what you're doing and for the books that you've put out. Like, Finding the One is BS. Becoming the One. The title is Finding the One is BS, right?
Yeah. If you don't swear on the show, then it's perfect. No problem. BS is just fine. But I spell it.
You spell it out, okay.
Yeah, Becoming the One is brilliant and beautiful.
Right.
And that's the truth. Because when we do the inner work and we fall madly in love with our wobbly parts and our magnificent parts, there's nothing to prove. And we all of our light can shine. We're not holding it back in, trying to do it right so that you like me. It's just, here I am. This is the real me. And it's very, very sexy and attractive to your ideal match.
In fact, one of your books is How to Be and Stay Sexy, How to Be a Noble Badass, and of course, From Heartbreak to Heartmates.
Yeah.
Alana, this is great. You can go to Alana Pratt, and that's A-L-L-A-N-A, and then Pratt, P like Paul, R-A-T-T.com, Alana Pratt, and then we already mentioned heartmates.app.
Yes.
And we did mention the YouTube channel. You can find her at Alana Pratt on YouTube. As a matter of fact, on Instagram and Twitter, she's at Alana Pratt. Actually, on Facebook, she's Coach Alana Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
She sure is. So if you missed some of that and you want to catch it, you can catch it on the LifeChangesShow.com page that we have for her, including a video where she's talking about I feel desperate for love. How can I change this? And before we go to a break, Alana, we're not going to cover the rest of the top five mistakes, but is that posted somewhere on your site or a blog so people can, or a YouTube video people can see the rest of it or hear or read?
I will figure out where that is and I will follow up, even if it's just a beautiful PDF for you to put on your site, because it's important, all these different tips. So yeah, we'll make sure people get that.
And if it's not out, let's make it a blog post and we'll put it out there, especially in the next couple of days as more people are thinking of their Valentine's coming up.
Love it. Thank you for that.
So when we come back, more with Alana Pratt. This is exciting. Unfortunately, it's not going to be too much longer with her. But again, you can connect with her. She does one-on-ones. She does groups. And as you see, there's the app. There's all kinds of stuff and ways to connect with her. And in our next segment, we have our Ask Dorothy question as well. And then after that, our musical guest, Eddie M., all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest has been talking to us about intimacy and relationships. As a matter of fact, she hosts her own intimate conversations show. So more about that at alanapratt.com, as we talked about. And Alana Pratt, I couldn't help but think throughout this conversation that there's a phrase I don't like, and that is, the way we do anything is the way we do everything.
Uh-huh.
But it seems to be keep coming up kind of true. So I'm thinking, you're not just talking about relationships, love relationships, technically, right?
Oh, yes. It's relationships with ourself, relationships with the divine, relationships with our beloved. But I'm also a single mom. And so relationships with our children, also with our body, relationships with our sexuality. What about our relationship with our money? How many times do we say, money, where have you been lately? Right? Like, so having a deeper relationship with money. What about our relationship with our purpose, our genius, our mission, vision, and purpose on the planet? You know, everything is a relationship. And so when you have a conscious one, an intimate one, a vulnerable one, a kind one with yourself, now you have the capacity to have that in every area of your life.
Alana, forgive me, but as I'm looking at top five mistakes that destroy a conscious relationship, when you said money, I thought, oh my gosh, top five mistakes that destroy a conscious relationship with money.
Mm. Oh, it's so important. The reason, I mean, I don't know many people, if I don't know if you all know my story, but I went through a 12-year custody battle, lost my house, my savings, and went into $250,000 of legal debt. And then I lost the court battle as well. And so I was ashamed when I looked at the debt. I hated myself. And what do you think that did to the debt? It only grew it. And when I learned to shift that relationship and literally talk to the money and say, sorry for mismanaging you. I was so terrified to lose my son, and start to think of money as my friend and then my best friend, and that we're in this together. Now, when I think of money, I think of her like a thousand-armed golden goddess sea anemone, and she just scoops me up in all of her arms and holds me and supports me, and I manage her well. I pay attention to her. I invest her well. I actually save 20% of everything I make every month, and I put that in savings. I have a day for money. Like, I go in and I look at all my different accounts. Like, I honor her, and she honors me back.
Wow, like a Valentine's Day for money.
Yeah, seriously, you can have dates with money. I swear I did. That's how I got through being so ashamed. I would literally pour myself a glass of wine, put on my stilettos, and go, okay, girlfriend, here we go. We're in this together. We got to figure this out. I'm serious. I'm a dork that way. I did it.
Alana, this is a whole other show. Or two or three. Oh my gosh, I love this. And you know, I love it. It makes sense because you're an Ivy League graduate, and that somebody with that kind of background, you're using it to help people in ways. Did you ever think that you would be doing this while you were doing that?
I never thought I would be an intimacy expert. No, never, never, never. And yet I do trust following the little breadcrumbs. And when I started to become a relationship coach, and the next thing you know, I'm sitting in Lisa Gibbons' radio, Lisa Live, and she gets the call from Dancing with the Stars. And she's like, I can't do it. You know, what are people going to think of my thighs? And I suggested maybe we could have a different outlook. What if we did it to inspire all people to show up and play in life, not to win, look good and do it right, but to live fully and be authentic and give from the overflow? And she said, only if you'll be my coach. And I just said, oh my God, it would be my privilege and honor. So those moments keep happening. And if you listen to them and you step into them, whatever's meant to happen for you, the universe is talking all the time. And before you know it, I went from, I was literally a sexy mom expert back then. That's what I called myself when I was on her show. And then it was pure relationship expert. And I started to coach men for a long time because the universe knew I needed to forgive my ex, right? You always get what you need. And then it moved all the way into intimacy. So, and who knows what it'll be next decade. But for now, here I am loving how I get to love people.
Well, whatever it is next decade, we're going to want to talk about it with you and and long before then. And you're going to be perfect for it, obviously, because you will have had all of this education and learning along the way. But as we leave the audience and this part of our show, I have to think what you're preparing for people in the app, for example, is a gentle way of learning our lessons, right?
Oh, yes. I'm very, very tender, patience of eternity. I also swear, just for people to know, I'm a small town Canadian girl. I don't take things too seriously. So I'm very strong, very bold, kind of dorky. Sometimes I swear. And I'm also very tender and unconditionally loving. And I never, 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 never judge. So it's a very safe place to heal the past, step into your best self, become the one, find the one, and then learn the skills to keep the one and go grow deeper over time.
Wow. Thank you so much. Do you want to go ahead and mention all six books? Because I think there's something there for everybody.
Oh my God, I don't even think I could remember. Okay, let me try. From Heartbreak to Heartmates, Discover Lockdown Love, Finding the One is BS, Becoming the One is Brilliant and Beautiful, How to Be and Stay Sexy, Being Exactly Who You Are, How to Be a Noble Badass, I can't remember the subtitle, Scoring a Relationship, Turning Gifts into Experiences She'll Never Forget, and When Mama's Happy,
yes,
Everybody's Happy. Oh my God, I did it. Woo!
That was it. I loved that you did that for us. And again, all of that is available at Alana Pratt. I'm sorry, is it Alana or Alana?
I wasn't going to correct you. It's Alana Banana. Don't be a banana. Vote for Alana. Grade 6. That's what, you know, Students Council election.
So is it Alana Pratt?
It's Alana Pratt. Alana Pratt.
So ALLANAPRATT.com. That's really easy. And of course, you can find her at Alana Pratt. Alana Pratt at Instagram and Facebook and then on YouTube. Look for it, Alana Pratt. I hate to see this conversation, and I'm just so enjoying it. And I look forward to more, Alana.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being here. And I'll just leave everyone with this. When you go to sleep tonight, just put one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, and just slow down and say, hey, sweet thing, what have I not slowed down enough to hear you say? And begin to cultivate that intimate relationship with your sweet self. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Great to connect with you.
Thank you.
All right, Alana Pratt. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Jacqueline, and I live in Northern California. All of my life, I've been seeking happiness and instead just finding myself more deeply depressed with each passing day. My grandmother read cards, and she used a regular deck of cards, and I remember everyone she read for was absolutely astonished with her predictions and the fact that they came true. When I was 7 years old, I asked her to read for me, and she asked me what my wish was, and I just said I wanted to be happy. She began to lay out the cards and looked at them and then picked them up and shuffled them and asked the family if anyone wanted to play cribbage. Although I don't know what the cards said, I felt and still feel like I would never be able to be happy. It is now 49 years later, and I have not experienced any happiness. So I want to know why God is punishing me in this way. Am I so awful that this miserable existence is the life I deserve?
My dear Jacqueline, you are not awful or bad or wrong. And please know that God neither rewards or punishes humans. The truth is that we are all divine children of God and that we write our life stories. It appears to me that you've written some painful chapters into your life story, just as I did. I made so many less than elegant choices that led to some major disasters, and I began to believe that I was a victim. I manifested a PhD in victimhood and a master's in pity me, and it took me many years to remember that I had written my story before I got here. Neil Donald Walsh wrote a great story called The Little Soul and the Sun, and it helped me remember that I was not only the lead actor in this movie called Life as Dorothy Lee, and in truth, I began to understand that I was also the writer, the director, the producer, the casting agent, set designer. I created it all. Once I was able to wrap my mind around this, I decided to call in the script doctor. The script doctor was also me, and I had to decide what happiness would be like for me and began to take the steps to co-create the life I desired and deserved. I believe it is time for you to do a little research and determine what steps you need to take to find happiness. There are some excellent books that I believe would serve you to read in assisting you in writing more happiness into your life. My life began to get better as soon as I read Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, as she explains in very simple terms how this thing called life is co-created by our thoughts, words, and actions. Another one of the best books that helped me change my life is The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. I did the work the book asked me to do and began to understand that I'm definitely the co-creator of my future. I've asked all my clients to read these books and do the work so that together we can move forward to a happier co-creation of their new reality as soon as they understand that each of us are the divine child of God and that we are the power in our world. You may also wish to use the internet to research how to create more happiness, as there are truly helpful articles online. I trust that you will be willing to do the work necessary to take back control of your thoughts and actions and use them to create the life you were born to live.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow. And we will be back with our musical guest, Eddie M., after this break.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back, and our musical guest is sax musician, performer, and recording artist. Here's an interesting fun fact. His first professional tour was Purple Rain with Prince and Sheila E. Welcome, Eddie M., to the Life Changes Show.
What an intro. That's great.
I mean, seriously, your first.
Yeah, it was my first.
Now you've gone on, I should say, to work with, of course, Stevie Nicks and Aretha Franklin, Beyonce, and so many, 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 many more. But your first. But Eddie, first of all, it's great to have you here.
Thank you to
Tess Cacciatore for introducing us. Eddie, actually, there's an interesting story of how that became your tour.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's a long one, but we'll do the short version.
Yeah.
Sheila, you know, she grew up here in Oakland area, the Bay Area, and she used to come out and see my Top 40 band quite often because the drummer then, who's now the drummer for Earth, Wind & Fire, was in the band with me, and he was playing with her in her on her project that she was putting together, and she would come out to see us, you know, a bit, and when it came the time, she put out a single that I, you know, wasn't aware of, a solo project, and it wasn't even out at the time I was that she was looking for the musicians that she, you know, kind of handpicked to be a part of her solo career. And I was down in L.A. with Verdine White doing some production work, and I got a call from actually John Paris, my dear brother and friend, and said, Sheila's looking for you. I'm like, what is she looking for me for?
Because she was already famous, right?
Well, Sheila was all, yeah, she was a famous, she had played with, you know, everybody. Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, George Duke, you know, so she was famous. And her and Pops had their duo thing that they were doing, and they, you know, they were pretty famous, you know, but this was her first attempt at a solo thing, and it wasn't even out, so I had no idea what I was being called for. So I kind of hustled on back to the Bay Area, and you know, we met up, and that's where it all began. And didn't know I was going to end up on the Purple Rain tour, but Prince chose us to open, you know, be the opening act, and we were just blessed. And it's all still a fog right now for me, because when you're in it, you just don't realize what you're going through, you know.
You not only did with that, but you were with her. You still are. It's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, been a few years. Like in the 30 range, you know, we off and on, you know, but yeah, we spent the majority of my life playing with her, you know.
But you were a kid. You were a kid, actually.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
And had no idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, obviously, it's like a match made in heaven. It was made to happen, and because it seems like it's been glorious. The music has been glorious, and we've been able to enjoy it. So thank you. And Sheila E. and everybody else. So we have the pleasure of we're going to get to have a special something that you're going to do for us, but we talked about potentially in the future some fun projects you're working on right now for the future. So just tell us a little bit about what you're working on right now. So tease us with some exciting stuff here.
Well, I have my big project that I'm excited about is working with my dear brother, John Paris, again, drummer for Earth, Wind & Fire, and David Hollister. We put together a little trio that's, because we have history together. We've done a lot of records together. We've done a lot of, me and John started in the clubs together, you know, we were 15 years old, you know, and, you know, the garage band scene. So we put a little project together called Back to Basic, B2B.
Mm.
It's really celebrating the life that we've been given together, and the, you know, the musical thing, the musical ride we've been on together. And we thought, wow, let's go back, you know, let's take it back to where we began, you know, where the love was real solid. And we didn't care what we played for back then. We were playing clubs. We'd play a club and we'd go to Denny's and we'd be broke. But we were happy.
Yeah. You spend more at Denny's than you did that got paid. Right. Yeah.
We made, you know, it was perfect. It was just the love of music and the love of sharing the gift, you know. So we, at this time in our lives, we've been blessed to do a whole lot, but we want to get back that whole love scene for where, you know, what we began with. So we decided to pull this together. Dave is a big part of that as well. We did a lot of records with him. I did a group with him called Force One Network. And so we have a lot of history together. So we thought that we'd team up and do something real solid for the love. So we've been, during this COVID, we've been tracking and putting a lot of material together. So hopefully once this thing calms down, you'll be hearing something. So we'll come back on the show together.
Oh man, that's you know what, live in person, you know, let's bring it big. This sounds great, and I love the words you're using for the love, and I get it, and actually I get that you put that in everything you're doing and you've done. As a matter of fact, even in getting ready for this show, when you were looking for something, you wanted to do something that was different and special, and you picked something very special for us today. Tell us about it.
Well, this was my first single. I did two solo albums, and this was my first single. It did quite well in the Urban AC area. It's a cover from the great SOS band, and I just, you know, it did really well, so I wanted to share it again, even though it's from the 90s, but it still sounds okay, I think.
So. you know, from the 90s, it's not like 1790, and even
right,
that.
Right.
Just, right. Okay, right. So.
I just get a little scared of dating myself here, you know. But also, I wanted to share something too quickly, Lipo.
Yeah.
I'm also behind my daughter's group called The Pack. They have a single out right now, Never Hold Me Down, and I've been John and myself have produced them, and my team, Pac Soul Entertainment, Mark and Oscar Tenedora, we put them out, and they're doing quite well, and we're excited about supporting them, and we have a couple other upcoming artists that we're supporting, just trying to give back and put this gift that was given to us and to these youth and pass it on, because it's no value if we don't pass it on, you know?
Well, let us know how we can help, Eddie, and thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. Thank you. So,
and here is Eddie M. performing live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, his very first single, Tell Me If You Still Care. Thank you. Eddie M. Hey, Eddie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. You know, I almost forgot to talk. I'm just sitting there listening. I'm so in the mood. I'm like, what's the next song coming up? The next one.
Well, I'm going to save some big for you for the next interview.
We'll have some good
up-tempo fun stuff.
You know, I know it's all there. I want to tell everybody that they could find you on Facebook at E for, well, actually, can I give this address?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so Eddie, it's Eddie M, but his last name is Minenfield, right?
Yes.
So E-M-I-N-I-N Field, F-I-E-L-D. So find him at E-Menenfield. Yes. Follow him there, and I look forward to being able to share more of you and you sharing more of yourself, Eddie.
Thank you so much, Filippo. I really appreciate it, and I'm excited about Life Changes, and let's let the world hear us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, so glad we connected. And again, look forward to more. And that is our show.
Woo!
On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, reminding you that
I'm child of God.
We are safe.
I am the
you
power
are
in the world.
Good.
Only good comes
you
to
are
me
worthy.
From me.
You are safe.
We are
I
the divine children of God.
You are happy
God.
Inside.
We
I
are
am
the
inherently
power in our
good.
I am calm.
Only good
I
comes
am worthy.
To us
I am
and
safe
from
and
us.
Secure.
We are enough.
You are the divine child.
You are inherently good.
You are the power
we are calm.
We are worthy.
Only good comes
we
to
are safe
you.
And secure.
You are enough.
I am the divine child of God.
You are inherently
I am the power in my world.
You are worthy.
Only good comes to me and from
I am enough.
We are the divine child.
I am inherently good.
I am calm.
I
am safe and secure.
You are enough.
I am happy.
We are inherently good. If your life has changed tonight, like ours surely did, remember, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.